This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
7.
Good morning, America. How are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son.
And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of theology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of the Common Sense Show. Sure glad you're joining us. If you're just joining us, and we get a lot of listeners throughout the world that come in for the second hour, we want to wish you a happy Labor Day weekend. Hope you have a chance to get away with your family and enjoy yourself. And also remember that 14 years ago, this coming Thursday is the anniversary of 9/11. Where were you on 9/11? We talked about that in the earlier part of our show, and remembering a terrible tragedy that has changed the focus of this country in terms of how we view our national security. Health is a topic we talk about a good bit, and obviously the central thing you are concerned about is being heart healthy. So many people die of heart attacks, and you build up a plaque on your heart, and there's been several new studies out. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released a sobering nationwide statistic coming out earlier that age, the age of your heart, your vital organ that we often abuse too much through rich food and smoking, not enough exercise, that there's an age to your heart that often is older than your age. We want to get some specifics about this because I want to live to be a ripe, ripe old age. Dr. Joel Kahn is my guest right now. He's a nationally known holistic heart doctor, written a number of books you'll find on our website, The Whole Heart Solution and Dead Execs Don't Get Bonuses, on my website at jimbrownusa.com. Hey, Dr. Kahn, thanks for joining us today.
Well, good morning, and really an important topic for listeners.
Well, Doc, would you explain that? That's interesting. That's the first time I knew that, the study talks about having an older heart. You may be 60, but your heart is 69. Explain what that study tried to tell us how the heart ties into age. In other words, if you're talking about longevity, your heart goes out before maybe the organs. Is that what it's talking about? Or talk to me about heart age.
Well, sure. We just had a very famous former NBA player, Daryl Dawkins, dropped dead of a heart attack at age 58 last week, if you were to look it up. That's actually the fourth former NBA star that died of a heart attack between age 48 and 58 in the last 4 months. Just as an example, because they're famous, I mean, obviously their hearts weren't 48 or 58 because they're dead now, sadly. And my sympathies to their family. We just had a cardiologist world-renowned die at age 61 of a heart attack. Kind of a very sad irony. So you can actually examine and age arteries. If you're 55 years old, are your arteries acting 55, 35, or 75? And the new report involved a calculator. Old data called the Framingham study. What's your weight, blood pressure, cholesterol, and body size and such. Simple things that will give you a clue. It's not accurate enough, but it might get you to pay attention to an otherwise difficult topic. Heart arteries slowly and progressively get all clogged up, and we don't get any warning. I always say I wish heart disease were wrinkles, because people would really pay more attention, because it's outside, and heart disease is a very silent disease inside. So this calculator is a good first step. Then you can get really accurate beyond it by looking at how much calcium is in arteries, whether the arteries are reacting to stress, like young ones or old ones. And you can really tell a person, you're in trouble. You know, you're 55, but you're 85 inside, and we got some things we can do to help you. So it's a good wake-up call that every 43 seconds somebody in the United States has a heart attack. I mean, we have got to come to grasp with it.
Well, let me ask you. In fact, let me take you back, divert a bit, since you mentioned Daryl Dawkins, the NBA player who died at a young heart attack at 58. Somebody told me once that, if you're a professional athlete and you've really built endurance up, you've got a bigger heart than maybe most people do because you work so hard at it. And therefore, when you retire, you really have an obligation to keep exercising and stay extra healthy because your heart's bigger because you were a world-class athlete. So you've got to continue to work out or you can cause yourself some early heart damage. Does that make sense or not?
Yeah, there's a sense, but there's no doubt if you're you're John Sally, former Detroit Piston, and you're 7 feet tall, your heart's bigger than a 5'2" woman. Plus, running up and down the court on a treadmill, hockey players, there is some, you know, to training, anybody can get a bit of a heart enlargement, just like your biceps can get bigger with training. And you are right, there are athletes that stay trim and fit and eat well. There are athletes that let themselves go and took their career and kind of squandered it in terms of health. But to have four NBA players that we know that died at such young ages, it's only a wake-up call, not on the NBA. It's a wake-up call on every American, number one killer in America. We are not addressing it with early detection. We've got the mammograms. We got the colonoscopy. What do we do for our heart? And there is an answer. There is an answer for what the heart mammogram is. And this aging calculator might get more people to go for what's called a coronary artery calcium CAT scan. About a 15-second CAT scan. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you a couple of questions before we get to that, because I really want to let our listeners kind of take them step by step. Now, in this study that came out, certain parts of the country had younger hearts. You got in Utah. We got a lot of listeners out in Utah and Colorado. The heart age there was about four years older. We're down my way in the deep south. My home state of Louisiana was almost 9 years older as it was in Alabama and West Virginia. Why does the south have older hearts, you think, than other parts of the country?
Yeah, probably. I'd give you two reasons. One is the cooking. Actually, I'll give you a third. They do smoke more than the average American, but it's still less than 20%. Southern cooking was just shown in a big scientific study, only to confirm the obvious. When you're eating lots of butter, lots of fried foods, lots of grease, you're going to promote heart disease at a faster rate. It makes sense. Science has now confirmed it. The last factor may be the growth of cotton in the South. It is the most pesticide-treated product in America, and those pesticides get into water, get into soil, get into other produce. They store in our fat, and they create havoc in our body. We live in this world that's become toxic like a sewage dump, and the South gets it a bit more than anyone else through the cotton raising.
That's interesting. I was very aware of the grease and that oyster poor boy, that fried oyster poor boy that I shouldn't eat at lunch, but I may consider eating it over the lunchtime. And I understand about smokers. But that's interesting. You talked about the pesticides in cotton, particularly, which is a major growth crop down here in the deep south, and the runoff of pesticides into the soil and the water having an effect on you. I wasn't aware of that. That's interesting. Well, Doc, okay. So give us now, where do we go from here? This is an important, hopefully, wake-up study. You mentioned a calcium scan. Now explain to us just what that means, that where you could go to your doctor and get a calcium scan.
Sure. And just philosophically, very quickly, women get a mammogram almost every year. Let's actually look at the breast and see if there's a tumor. You know, if you're 50 years old, you need a colonoscopy. You might be harboring a cancer or a polyp that needs to be removed. At age 50 for the heart, your doctor might check your cholesterol and your blood pressure and might do an EKG. Now, those are important. Completely inadequate because they're not like the other two tests. We're not even looking at the organ directly. There's CAT scans in about 15 seconds. You hold your breath. The machine's on and off. Same radiation to the body as a mammogram, so not very high. And you can see the heart arteries and you get a number. If that number is zero, you have very young heart arteries. You really just have to look at your heart age.
Hey, Dr. Kahn, Doc, let me hold you off right there. We've got to take a little mandatory break to take care of our business right here. I want to tell our listeners we're talking to Dr. Joel Kahn. He is a nationally known holistic heart doctor. His books, The Whole Heart Solution and Dead Execs Don't Get Bonuses, you can find them on my website at jimbrownusa.com. This is important, folks. Your health is going to, of your heart, is going to let you live a much longer life if you take care of yourself. We'll come back and talk to Dr. Kahn. Freshen up your coffee. I think coffee's okay for you, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
If you're a contractor working in homes built before 1978, you could be fined. Fined up to $37,500. $37,500 per day per violation. If you're a landlord or property manager with rental properties, properties built before 1978, you too could be fined. Fined up to $37,500. $37,500. We're Kachina. Kachina Lead Paint Solutions. Helping contractors and landlords comply with the new lead paint laws. Avoid the penalties. If you work on pre-78 houses, you must certify your firm. You must be a certified renovator to test for lead paint. If positive, you must use lead safe work practices. You must keep a tight paper trail in case of an audit. This law is enforced by the EPA or your state. If you remodel or rent properties built before 78, call Kachina for free information and a free phone audit. Call 888-800-5224. 888-800-5224. KachinaLeadPaintSolutions.com. Call us free. The audit is free. 888-800-5224. Kachina Lead Paint Solutions.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNLive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNLive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNLive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
We're exploring during this hour, can you turn back time when it comes to your health? A lot of us, after we get a little older in our middle age, we eat a little too much, fried foods, we don't exercise enough, and plaque builds up in your heart. Can you do something about it? Dr. Joel Kahn is a nationally known holistic heart doctor. He's written a number of books, The Whole Health Solution, Dead Execs Don't Get Bonuses, on my website at jimbrownusa.com. And we're quizzing him about a new study showing that our hearts often are a lot older than the rest of our bodies are. Hey, Doc, let me ask you this. I had to cut you off there. We were talking about the calcium scan. You were making the point that we do a lot of testing in other parts of our body, colonoscopies, mammograms. We're not doing enough heart testing. So let's assume someone's, say, 65 years old. What do you suggest outside of lifestyle changes, but as far as testing? Should they get a calcium scan regularly? And then the question is, if you say yes, what about the radiation from the calcium scan? Is that going to do damage? What do you do to give a sign of just where you are as you age?
Sure. And if you're a person of the age you mentioned, or 50, that has no known heart disease, that's the key. If you've had a bypass, I'm not talking to you right now. And you call your local hospital and say, how much is it going to cost me to get a coronary artery calcium heart scan? It takes about 15 seconds. In Texas, it's covered by insurance. Most states, it's not. My state, it costs about $100 cash for the world's most accurate heart scan. It's about the same amount of radiation as a mammogram, much lower than the stress test that cardiologists like myself do on patients in the office with nuclear injection, and much more accurate. If you want to know your real artery age, get the test done, and if it says you have a score of zero, you're 65, but inside you're 35. I tell my patients every day, you're 20 years old inside, and I am not overstating it. I've accurately measured their age, and if it comes back your score is 900 or 1100, you've got the arteries of an 80-year-old, and then there are things you can do, but at least you know where you stand, and you know how hard you need to address it, because every 43 seconds, a heart attack occurs in the United States of America, more in the South than in the North and the West. But it's a huge burden of pain and suffering to families.
Well, I know several folks, including a doctor that does me, who's talked about the calcium scan and says that their numbers are like 800. So that would be very high, I guess. That would be a real concern, right?
So it's related to age. 800, if you're 40 years old, would be nearly the top in the country, and 800 at age 80 is abnormal, but you made it to 80, so you're probably going to do okay. But, yeah, you can adjust it to age, and then you know the score, and you can set up a plan with somebody who's an expert in the field to do what you need to do. And you may want to do it, you may not, but at least you know where you stand. There's no hiding your head in the sand like an ostrich anymore.
All right, you're the expert. So we've got seen all these aging problems. You mentioned particularly the South. I got a lot of listeners in Mississippi where their hearts are on average 9 years older, which is very, very high than the rest of their body. So give us as a holistic heart doctor, tell us in terms of lifestyle changes. I guess we all know we ought to get out and exercise, but give us a quick little plan for my listeners out there in terms of what they should do to really try to shape themselves up.
Sure. And, you know, if you get this heart scan, there may be a need to see a heart specialist, maybe a need to have a stress test if your numbers are really high. But what everybody can do today are six things that are neither expensive or difficult, and I don't take any grief from my patients on them. So, number one, don't smoke. There's no way your arteries are going to be younger than your birth date if you're smoking. Smoking ages the body. So quit smoking. That's inexpensive. You'll save money. It's hard, but it's inexpensive. Number two, walk 30 minutes a day, okay? If you join a gym, if you want to get a $1,000 bike, go for it. But you just got to walk 30 minutes a day. This is what elderly people do that are still healthy in their old age. Number three, you want to sleep 7 hours at night. We never emphasize the healing power of sleep. A lot of people getting 4 hours, a lot of people doing shift work, a lot of people playing on their iPhone in the middle of the night. Go back to the old times when we went to bed when it got dark and woke up at the sunlight. You'll be much healthier. Number four is you want to keep your waistline trim. And for a guy under 40 inches, not so hard, for a woman under 35 inches, Number five is fun. Have a few alcoholic drinks during the week. That's science. That's not just me saying that. But a few alcoholic drinks, if you're not suffering liver disease or alcoholism, is a very heart healthy practice. And the last one nobody does, eat more than five servings of fruits and vegetables every day. That's not called a popsicle or Skittles. That's, you know, whole food. That's an apple, that's a cucumber, that's a sweet potato, that's green beans, that's spinach and kale. And if you do those six habits, you drop your risk of a heart attack by 85%, more than any pill any heart doctor in America has. That's what science speaks to us. So that program, which will save people money, will also save you on your health care costs, is attainable today. The hardest one is quitting smoking and eating fruits and vegetables daily, but it's also not expensive or all that bad. So I say my patients have them like broccoli. They say, go taste chemotherapy. Tell me what chemotherapy tastes like, and then I'll tell you how broccoli tastes like when it's semen.
And, you know, Doc, what I do, I got a real nice blender. I throw a banana, and I've cut up an apple and maybe put some blueberries in there and throw a little protein powder, a little big scoop of yogurt and a few other things and hit the blender. And a pretty good drink. I kind of miss it this morning. I didn't have a chance to make that drink. I kind of miss it. So, you know, it's not that hard if you kind of think through ways to do it. You don't have to sit there and gouge yourself with broccoli and cucumbers and everything like that. You can mix them up and do a variety of things. So, and you mentioned a lot of this stuff, don't you, in your Whole Heart Solution, the book you wrote. And tell me about Dead Execs Don't Get Bonuses. Is it the same thing we're covering right here, the tips you're giving? What is the book about?
Yeah, it is a short and quick read, how to never have a heart attack from the stress and the difficulties you get at the job. So how to get checked the right way, we've talked about that. How to approach your diet and your exercise the right way. And really reachable and readable by everybody. I'll just give a shout out. I did not make a movie called The Widowmaker, but it is out there as a documentary about this calcium scan. It's very powerful, 70 or 80 minutes, The Widowmaker movie. And it's recent. So I'd encourage anybody, if they got a little time this weekend, get real facts, find out why you're not hearing more about it from experts in the field. But I'm on a campaign to let everybody in the world know about this. I'm just tired of going in at 3 in the morning and seeing a 42-year-old have a life-changing heart attack that leaves their children with a weakened dad or mom. It's just not fair.
Well, you make an articulate case, Doc, and now I've got these books on my website. Give me your website where my listeners can go to if they want to. What's your website?
Sure. It's 10 letters. Doctor is Dr. Joel, J-O-E-L, Kahn, K-A-H-N.com. Dr. Joel Kahn.
Good. And all of that to my website, too. Hey, thanks for being with us today. We sure appreciated Dr. Kahn. You gave some really good first-rate advice. Have a good Labor Day weekend. Hope we can talk to you again in the near future.
Yeah, I love it. And just put a little spinach in that morning smoothie. You're a good leader.
Okay, we'll do so. We'll do so. Dr. Kahn, give you some good advice. We all want to live long. I sure do. And I drink that smoothie every morning with all kinds of fruits in there. And sometimes I'll do the vegetable cut up, too. It tastes pretty good, actually. Give it a try sometime. Hey, Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. We're going to come back and talk about flying cars. You know, a year from now, you can buy a flying car. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
To Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Spend your life with Extendo Bite. Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work. Sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
We read a lot of science fiction novels about flying cars, and we've even seen some popular mechanics articles about a car you can pull in your garage. And are we going to be having flying cars, or is that too far into the future? Well, there's some, a company that doesn't think so. There's an interesting guy named Dr. Paul Moeller. I read a lot about him. He founded the Moeller International Company to really design a lift aircraft to go up vertically back in 1983. Pretty far-fetched back then, to many pretty far-fetched right now. Will the flying car business be America's next big industry? You're going to be able to buy a car and fly? Let's see what he says. Got Dr. Paul Moeller on the phone right now. Hey, Dr. Moeller, glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show today.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate the invitation.
Doctor, let me ask you this. I guess to some people saying flying cars, I mean, is that, you know, we're talking about computer-driven driverless cars right now that seems to be somewhere in the future. But the idea of a flying car to many people is a long, long way down the line. I know you've been dealing with this whole issue for many years. Give us a little update. Is it possible in my lifetime for me to purchase as an individual a car that can actually fly?
Well, first, I think I have to define flying car, because that's a confusing term to start with. If you take the couple aircraft that you may have seen or heard recently, the Terrafuga, for example, which is a car and an airplane, what they do with that vehicle is they have wings that fold. So you buy this vehicle, which has wings. You drive to the airport. You then take off conventionally, and then you go back and land at another airport and then drive. There's a lot of downsides to that approach, though. One, you always need an airport, which is not very convenient. And number two, you get a very flimsy car because, of course, it has to be very light, and nobody wants to drive in a flimsy car. And then you don't have a very good airplane either because of the complexity of doing that. What we've developed is a vehicle that takes off vertically, so you could theoretically take off from your driveway, although that's probably not where you'd start. You get in this vehicle, you drive to a vertiport, which may be a block or two away. You can park it in your garage, but at that point, you'd code in your destination, much like you might do with a driverless car, which is quite a remarkable approach. It's much more complicated to drive a car in traffic than it would be to be up in the air and just avoiding other airplanes electronically. But in any case, you would get in the vehicle, code in your destination, and then you'd sleep, play computer games or read. You're not going to be touching the controls. Nobody's going to want you making your own decisions in the air and doing things that might endanger someone else. So it's a pretty automated world, but certainly not nearly as complex, by the way, as a driverless car on the ground.
Back on. Got the doc with us?
Yes, sir.
Doctor, I'm sorry, we had a little technical problem right there. You were in the process of saying that the conventional idea, the wings that fold up, is one way to look at it. Pick up your thoughts if you'll go from there. We sure would appreciate it.
Okay, I was saying that a vehicle like ours, which is a vertical takeoff aircraft, avoids that complexity of having to have or go to an airport. And it's certainly much easier to fly automatically in the sky than it is on the ground. On the ground, you're going to run into, of course, the issue of other people, cats, dogs, bad drivers, any number of things. In the air, you can control that. The environment is a lot less complex. So it's going to be easier. Between you and me, it's going to be a lot easier to fly in the air with a flying car than it's going to be to drive on the ground without a driver.
Now, Doc, I've seen some prototypes where military apparently have planes that can go right up vertically. Seems to me they have to take a huge amount of thrust to get a plane off the ground to go straight up. Is that feasible in the near future to do that in terms of a commercial venture like you're undertaking?
Are you really put your finger on the pulse, because it is true that, like the hummingbird, we have a high metabolism. There's a lot of energy required for the vertical takeoff. You have a very big fan that reduces that, but if it's a small fan, which we have a number of small fans, it takes a large amount of power, and that really has been the issue for the last 25 years. How do you get a very large amount of power in a small package and do it economically? You could do it with a turbine engine. That's the way the military does it. They put in an engine there that, you know, burns an enormous amount of fuel. It costs a huge amount of money, but clearly is able to do the job. But for a civilian market, you need something inexpensive, and that was our problem. How do we get that done? And that's taken us the last 25 years, quite frankly, to develop that power plant that does what we needed to do. Low cost, high power, small space, lightweight.
Well, how far along are you with the prototype that you're designing? Has it been tested? Does it actually get off the work now? We'll be seeing marketing and commercial sales of this in the next 2 years, or what's your time frame you're looking at?
Well, one model we have scheduled to be produced in limited numbers next year. You called it the Jetson-looking vehicle. And this is a relatively low-cost model. It's more of a utilitarian vehicle in the sense that it would be a good border patrol or a ranch vehicle, or it's almost an aerial jeep. We've flown that vehicle a number of times. Actually, we've flown, I think, now over 200 times, and we're now moving to the production version. There's quite a difference between a prototype and a production vehicle, of course. The prototype can fly. You don't have to have extra power in case something goes wrong. In a production vehicle, you have to make sure that you can have something go wrong, like a failed computer or a failed engine and have the vehicle continue to operate. That's a pretty high demand. That is clearly what we needed, and that's what we've got now. So you've got a vehicle, this is a two-passenger vehicle that you can buy, but it's not a high-speed vehicle. The ones that we're going to have available two years from now can go very rapidly, but that requires different kind of approval than the vehicle we're bringing out next year.
Well, that was my question in terms of approval. You mentioned the fact that it's less crowded than the dogs and the cats and the cars on the highway, but a lot of people would ask the question, if we start allowing a lot of flying cars up in the air, how do you keep from crashing into one another? And you got the drones flying in the air, and will the government have to establish some specific routes that you would take and so much vertical feed? But how do you keep different vehicles from crashing into each other?
Well, you have what's called virtual highways. It's actually called Highway in the Sky. HITS for short. And it's a completely organized virtual highway system. And it really exists at the moment. It's not as big as we need, but it's there. And you get onto that highway electronically. You stay on that highway. You would get to one very large ticket, I presume, if you get off it, because you would be endangering people's lives. So you would be forced. In fact, I don't think there's any way in our design where you could get off that highway. It's built into the system that you would have to stay on this virtual highway. And once you're on that, clearly you don't have cats and dogs. You may have some birds to worry about, but other than that, you don't have other people doing crazy things, which is one of the problems around.
So you set your instruments to get on a specific highway, as you're talking about, that electronic highway, and it's set. If others are on that highway, if I speed up and you're ahead of me on that same highway going the same direction, I'd have to watch out for that. But as far as something coming through my highway, that is all controllable. That's all feasible to set up within the purview of the FHA, and that's the question I want to leave you with just for a minute. I got to take a quick little break. I want to tell my listeners I'm talking to Dr. Paul Moeller, who for a good part of his life has been working on what is now the world's first and only visible personal use vehicle takeoff and landing automobile. It's not that far off, folks. It's something that he's going to be selling starting next year. So if you want to make a quick jaunt to the store in your flying vehicle, Dr. Moeller is going to tell you how. You can find out a lot about the doctor's efforts on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, let's freshen up your coffee. Interesting subject, the wave of the future. We'll come back and talk about it some more right after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
You may have a lot more time in your commute with a flying car, and that sounds like it's science fiction in years from now, but Dr. Paul Moeller is my guest, and he says it's right around the corner. His company has been doing research and designing these cars, Moeller International Sky Car, a number of concepts. By the way, his website is www.moeller.com to find out all about what he's doing. Dr. Moeller, before our break, we were talking about the fact that you've got these new prototypes out there and dealing with the electronic highway, but with the highway of controlling where you fly and where you go. Let's assume that I want to buy one of your products. How do you envision it? Will I have to have a special license showing I'm trained to do this? I guess that the public officials don't want people, you know, buzzing each other all over the sky. So what kind of training would I have to have to fly a car like this?
Well, that's really the beauty of this kind of technology, because it's completely electronically controlled, meaning that you really can't change your speed, you can't change your direction, except you can ask it to go to a different destination and it will take you to that point. But otherwise, since it's not under your control, you really don't have to have a pilot's license. Even today, when we fly and the sky is still not that controlled, under the approval process that we're looking for, you would need what's called a pilot certificate, which means you need to know the rules of the air, but you don't have to have any skill, because there's no skill involved in flying the vehicle. Eventually, when the sky is completely automated, then you won't even need that, because you would be just a passenger. You'd be going or being carried someplace under a very controlled network.
Well, you know, we most older folks who have seen change come incrementally, not all that dramatic, I guess, and I'm in that group, quite frankly. The mindset is, well, this is something in the future that, you know, we'll see 15, 20 years from now. But look at the massive changes in with the internet and with all types of electronic communication, with your cell phones, and the way we've changed so much. I think that a younger generation, and many older folks like me, say that maybe these days aren't as far off as we think they are. Give us your projection of, let's say, 10 years from now, in 2025, what would you envision happening in the skies at that point in time in terms of cars like this, the numbers, and how we'd be transporting and getting around?
Well, I'd like to follow up just briefly on your comment that things change quickly. We spent in the area of $15 million developing a computerized control network. Within the last 2 years, you can buy something that comes very close to our system for $500. That's a period of 2 years. With these drones, the cost has gone from tens of thousands of dollars for computerized driving systems, so to speak, to $500. And of course, we use many computers, so that's a very, very big factor. But for your vision, the future,
unbelievable.
I will take you out, say take you out 5 years. To say that, I mean, I'm probably older than you are because I've been working on this a long time. But if you take it out 5 years, I would say you would pick up the telephone, you would request a vehicle. The vehicle size would be the size of family that you're going to take out. If it's a business trip, it'd be a one-passenger vehicle. If it's a family, it may be a six-passenger vehicle. The vehicle would arrive at your doorstep. You'd get into the vehicle, and you would code in your destination, and you would be taken there. That is not something we can't even do tomorrow. It's you wouldn't do it tomorrow because you don't have the guiding network completely in place and a number of other things that clearly have to be passed. But from a technological point of view, what I described to you is going to be available to you within 5 years. You're not necessarily going to own this vehicle because you're not going to be using it all the time. You're not going to be using it as much as the automobile, but you're sure going to use it when you're going over, say, 50 miles. And as batteries get more developed, you're going to use it for shorter and shorter distances. There'll be a time, perhaps, when you would use it to go to the supermarket, but that won't be the initial place. The initial place would be, you know, taking that commuter trip where you could now live on the side of a mountain someplace, completely isolated and be part of civilization by having a vehicle like this.
So it's like you'd like calling an Uber or calling a cab or calling Uber to pick you up. And would the car fly to your house, do you envision, or would it drive to your house and then take off?
It would fly. You're never going to really use this as an automobile. It's really classified as a motorcycle because it's got three wheels. That makes it easier to get past some of the rules on the ground. But it's really we call it a streetable aircraft. It's the best and honest description. You can drive it on the streets. You wouldn't drive it on the highway because why would you drive if you can fly, especially if you can fly in this kind of safe manner that I'm talking about. So it's really a roadable aircraft or a streetable aircraft, whatever you want to call it. A flying car is a popular term, and that's fine, but it has to be described in detail to really know what we're talking about.
Now, see, I've read a lot about this, and that's the first time I see how practical that would be, where all you do is just dial up or go on your computer and say, you want the vehicle, you want the flying car, and so it just lands in your front yard or lands at your listed landing spot. You get in, and it takes you to your destination. So, well, that's basically what I'm doing with Uber or a cab or something like that. Is just you do it through the air. That's interesting.
You're absolutely right. I think Uber's a good lead into this, and the low-cost electronics and our engines. Of course, the key element in all of this is these engines that we've developed that make it possible to lift you off the ground, as you said in the first place. Yes, it takes a large amount of power, but it can't be some very expensive engine, and it can't be some very large engine. It has to be very special, and that's what's taken us the last 20 years, actually, from where we were, because we were flying these vehicles, believe it or not. When I say these vehicles, early versions, very early versions, even before a Model T version back in 1967, before the international press. But we've been working on engines ever since then.
Well, whether it be an Uber purchase that I would use or if I want to buy my own vehicle, what is the ballpark you're talking about to have a vehicle to carry a couple of people? I mean, in some people's mind, is this millions of dollars? Is this hundreds of thousands of dollars? What kind of a retail cost for whoever is purchasing one? What is the range that we're talking about here in the next few years?
Well, that can be established pretty easily, because what does it cost me per horsepower? And horsepower is the big factor. As I said, a four-passenger vehicle requires 1,000 horsepower. So it's the cost per horsepower. And our cost per horsepower right now is about $25 per horsepower. So 1,000 horsepower would be $25,000 for the engine. The computers used to be tens of thousands, but they're now down to hundreds of dollars. And then, of course, you've got the airframe. But actually, a fairly simple device for the most part. When it's in volume production, again, that engine price is in high volume production, you're going to see the price of a mid-sized car, perhaps less. But you still won't own it, generally speaking, because even a $50,000 purchase, if it's not necessary, you don't have to worry about maintenance and oil changes and many other things. It's going to be much more convenient, a lot less expensive to lease it or rent it rather than own it.
Yeah, well, Doc, I'm ready to buy a franchise from you right now. I want Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, and Arkansas. Can you commit to me the franchise to those areas for my Uber-type car to start running that here next year?
Well, if you've got deep pockets, you can help us get into the production, and I'd be happy to do that.
Well, it's a fascinating concept, and I think it's stunning to so many of my listeners that this is not, 20 years in the future. This is something that's right around the corner that is translating so rapidly into actual hands-on production. And I take my hat off to you, and I wish you every success, Dr. Moeller. Now, again, if somebody wants, let's say, and there may be an investor out there who says, I want to get more into this. Can someone go to your website and find a contact to get a hold of somebody in your company? If they just go to www.moeller.com, is there contact information on your site?
Yes, there's an invest section that you can go to. And people perhaps ought to know that we're a public company, which means you can go buy 10 shares. And right now, the price of 10 shares would be the price of a chocolate bar almost. And so you would be in the position, of course, logically, if we're successful, which for sure we will be, of seeing a 100-fold increase in that investment over the next year. But that's
I'll tell you what,
president, so you have to take my word very carefully, because I'm the optimist.
Well, Doc, we're out of time. Thanks so much for being on the show. I want to get you back again to talk some more to our listeners all over America and all over the world. Good luck to you. It's www.moeller.com, M-O-L-L-E-R. Thanks, Doc. Have a good Labor Day weekend.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity to speak with your listeners.
Hey, folks, we are out of time. Same time, same station. Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. Tune in for more information. My website's www.jimbrownusa.com. Have a nice weekend. Take care.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at gcnlive.com.
True or false? Some contractors do business illegally without even knowing it.
It's true. I'm Stephen Klein, chairman of NAPAC, the National Association of Professionally Accredited Contractors. We help contractors operate their businesses properly to avoid government or private fines and lawsuits.
So someone may think their contract is legal, but it may not be?
That's right. The laws constantly change and it's hard to keep up with. NAPAC constantly monitors the laws state by state. We have the documents contractors need to operate safe and sound.
Why not just go to a lawyer?
You could, but most don't understand how home improvement really works. At NAPAC, we have the forms, guides, and agreements contractors need, approved by the nation's top remodeling law firm.
And now NAPAC will review any home improvement contract for basic compliance for free?
Absolutely free, but for a limited time only.
Scan both sides of your contract and email it to info@napac.net. info@napac.net. For a free confidential contract review, info@napac.net.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.